listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life Weekly Service for Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Nice to be here.
Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, ICMH Church also has several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school offering bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal science, and many other areas, and Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. We'd like to welcome everyone joining us tonight, either in the live chat or in the archives. It's nice to have everybody here. Before we get into the meat of our topics, I'd like to go over our abbreviated principles of belief. There are 9 principles, and they are, number 1, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. Number 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. Number 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read more about these 9 principles of belief, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. So tonight we're going to, of course, be talking about our mindful expansion. I'm going to focus on dealing with apathy here in just a minute. But if you've got questions, we'd love to hear them in the chat room. If you have any comments, we'll certainly try to address those too. And then later in the program, if you'd like a card drawn from our inner oracle card deck, you can do that too. So the topic I'd like to start out with is dealing with apathy. And Dr. Hunter and I have not talked about this other than me mentioning it before the program a few minutes ago. So it'll be kind of a discussion, but I wanted to talk about some of my thoughts on this. You know, apathy, there's different aspects to it when you really start thinking about it. Of course, we've all had our experiences, our negative customer service experiences with perhaps employees who are just apathetic, who just don't care. And that's essentially what apathy means, you know, and just don't care. However, when you get down to it a little bit, sometimes we can almost come off as apathetic when we don't even mean to be, and we're kind of unaware of it. So that kind of leads to perhaps a core aspect of apathy being lack of awareness. And so, Dr. Hunter, we've chosen a card on awareness to kind of give us a send-off on this or include in the conversation. Dr. Hunter, do you want to discuss that or read that card?
Oh, sure. It's number 11 in the existential suit, awareness. And just to read it quickly, every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. But this card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
So, if we think about it, being apathetic, we might just have low awareness. We might just not even realize it. So what are some ways we can be apathetic, meaning we just don't care? Well, obviously they run across the board. And perhaps the biggest question is, are we unintentionally coming off as apathetic, as not caring? And because maybe we're wrapped up in our life. Maybe we've got our own worries and stressors and all that. And, you know, everybody does. And I think it's a mark of an evolved being that can kind of rise above that a little bit. Can, you know, yeah, we have our problems. We have our stressors. We have things going on. But we don't forget the human condition. We don't forget our compassion for others, too, in everyday little things. So in your own life, in your own family, your own relationships, are there some areas where you might end up being a little apathetic and not really meaning to? So what I'm trying to do here is bring awareness to the subject. Dr. Hunter, any thoughts?
Well, I think that apathy has varying degrees of subtleties as well as in enormities. You know, you could be apathetic toward politics, apathetic toward, you know, religion. You could be apathetic toward some things. But it can also have its little tiny nuances in a day. Zach just mentioned in the chat room here, is apathy bad if it's just a preference? And, you know, that's a really good point. Maybe it's not apathy. Maybe it's just, you know, you've made a decision to not be involved or not participate, or, you know, you just want to be apathetic. So, you know, he's saying now good distinctions, but I don't know. Is it bad if apathy
is a
preference?
Well, it can be either one, I would suppose, you know. Obviously, there's some things, for example, politics. I'm apathetic toward politics because I don't think that anything I do will make any difference. Now, I'm not alone in that one either. And, of course, maybe that was all it would take to get Michael on here, but he's not apathetic toward politics. But I am, and so is Tracy. And so what am I going to do with that? You know, I mean, it is what it is, and I have to take what we get. But there are other areas I'm not apathetic. I'm not apathetic when it comes to my students, for example. I care very much about my students, and I don't know that that's always returned. It is by many, but not by all. I probably see more in the relationship than many because I care about what they do, how they're doing, where they're going, whether I never hear from them again or not. And those are things I care about. So, you know, I think there is some substance to that, you know, is apathy bad if it's just a preference? Well, you know, perhaps it's not good or bad. It just, but thinking makes it so. It's within the context too.
Well, you know, I just pulled up apathy in the dictionary, and it's simply lack of interest, lack of enthusiasm or a concern.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes people might come off that way, but mm-hmm. that's not necessarily how they feel at all.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of very interesting principles that sometimes we don't know what's a boundary and what's not a boundary. You know, like if it's none of our business, you know, it can come across like we're apathetic. I think in apathy, it's like when I had called somebody say, oh, by the way, how's your brother-in-law doing with his cancer treatment? They said, oh, he'll be fine. Okay. Well, but how is he doing? I hope he'll be fine, but how is he emotionally? Well, he's doing what he has to do. He'll be fine. Now, I take that as being apathetic. You know, she was.
Of course,
being
they might just not want to talk to you about it.
Exactly. I asked, and that was the response. So this is where we can get kind of confused. Like, what is that distinction where it seems to be disinterest, but really we think it's none of our business?
Well, Dr. Norm raises a good question. You know, can apathy lead to depression? And
interesting.
It is an interesting question, and I'll tell you, I think it can, but not perhaps in the way people would think. I think that we can get discouraged because we feel that apathy has run amok, that people just don't care. And so we feel like, you know, I mean, that can be can lead to depression. That's one thing.
Fran just mentioned, or is apathy caused by depression?
Sure.
So it can flip both ways.
Yeah, I agree. I heard some clicking. I was,
sorry.
No, if that was you, I wasn't sure if it was you or if it was Michael starting to come on. You never know.
I don't know.
But I'm not going to make him. He's not feeling good tonight. So, anyway, I think those are good points that, you know, apathy can cause depression because people just don't, you know, you might get depressed because you don't think people care anymore. And what was the other one? If you get depressed, you don't care anymore about things. It's too much energy.
Well, apathy is a really good topic, and I think that there's varying degrees of it. But sometimes I think we read apathy into things that may not be there. And this is where communication is really good, that if somebody is thinking you don't seem interested, do you know? I always like that word interest, you know, be interested or be whatever. And yet there are these boundaries, you know, we do have to be respectful of people's boundaries. You know, I see this even with my adult children. This is a very good example in my mind. They think I don't care because I don't behave toward them in the same way as they did when they were younger. But I'd say, but your life's none of my business. Yes, but you didn't ask me. If you ask for my advice, I'd be certainly willing to give you some ideas. But when I don't voluntarily give the same advice that I did when they were younger, and we've had these discussions where they think that I'm apathetic and that I stopped caring.
So it's just you wanting to butt into their business.
That's right. But it's just that kind of perspective. I think it also depends on where they are at in their lives or where I'm at in my life. Do you see? We could see it that way one day and the next day because we're feeling better, we don't think about it at all.
But I think your point on communication is huge. You know, again, and that's kind of what I was trying to talk about in the beginning here, is that we may be coming off as apathetic, but may not intend to do so. And it could be just with something as simple as communication. So if you care, show it. That's the point. If you care about the important people in your life, be sure to let them know. That falls in line with what I've said many times, too, is give the good word of encouragement. Check in, talk to people, let people know who are close to you know how you feel and that you do care. Maybe you're busy, maybe you have a lot going on, and it gets hard to just keep to remember all that. But, you know, when you do remember, let them know, you know, that you do care, that you're glad they're around, that you're glad that they're a part of your life and so forth.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Norm asks the question, what are the causes of apathy?
I don't care. I couldn't care less.
But we just talked about the varying degrees of apathy. So it can't be that somebody doesn't care. Like, what are the causes of apathy? I think that there's a number of reasons where something might appear to be apathy when it may not be. To see. So, I mean, what are the causes? Dr. Norman, I think that there's probably as many causes for that as, you know, it's like my apathy toward politics. And, you know, when I find out that that election's rigged and nobody went to jail over it, I'm kind of apathetic to politics, you know. So there's lots of causes to apathetic.
Well, if we don't see any win out of the deal, if we can't win, if we see no good end to it, that leads to apathy. If you don't feel like you're going to get any consideration, any recognition, any resolution, if I go, to a particular store, supermarket or department store, whatever, and they don't have good customer service, their people look at me in the eye and don't say a word and just walk by, or if I greet them and they don't say a word, you know, that all tells me they don't care. And so if they don't care, why should I care? I mean, that's not what my thinking, but that's a common thing. If they don't care, if I can't get any good service out of them, then I just don't care what happens to them, you know, because it's kind of a reciprocal thing. But then yet you go to another business, another store, whatever, and they're very friendly and they greet you and they ask if they can help. They obviously care. And therefore we care. Yeah, we want to go there. We respond in kind, so to speak. Good points.
Michael brought up a point in the chat. Why have an interest if your interest won't change anything? That's an interesting kind of, you know, it's a
another
viewpoint,
Michaelism.
Right? Another Michaelism. He's got a few.
I've been writing them down.
You know, Zach also mentioned, I have to mention this. He said, aren't parents entitled to some level of unsolicited advice, almost a parental duty?
Sure they are, as long as their children are minors and they're still raising them.
Well, I think Zach might have a point about some things. If you see somebody's going off the edge of a cliff and they forgot their parachute, you might say, do you want to get a parachute? You know,
okay, I'll concede, yes. If they're walking off the top of a mountain without a parachute, then yes, go ahead and give them some unsolicited advice.
Can I just give you a little advice there about your parachute? You know,
you're
so
funny.
Yeah, we know what you're saying, though, Zach.
All right.
Does anybody want a card drawn tonight? Anybody would like? I have them here, fanned out across my. Across my desk, and now a friend just brought. I have to say, this friend, that's brilliant. Sometimes my response may seem apathetic, but what the person sees is the result of emotional overload. Whatever. Good one.
See,
good,
and that's
one,
true. We get emotionally overloaded. We get bogged down with the demands of life. Yeah, that can lead to apathy too, because we feel we just don't have any more to give. So we just can't care, because it's like a survival thing almost. Good point, friend.
All right, we do have some people.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
As I see, if I've missed one, please somebody spot me here, because
I will.
I'm multitasking.
We will be your parachute.
All right. You know, I really like this one, Tabitha, the law of control. It's a good one. Number 5, and it's in the Life Leadership Paragon. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The law of control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you're entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave. So if that resonates with you, Tabitha, I think that sometimes in the law of control, we just have to agree to disagree, because we might have different points of view. So,
and what are the odds of that one coming up, you know, right after our discussion here? And I think we did miss one. Jessica would like one.
Jessica, I'm sorry, I missed.
That's fine.
That's why
I'm
we
your
have
parachute.
All of us. There we go. Expediency, which is number 43. I like this card. Of course, I like them all. But this, you know, it comes up interesting. Timing is everything. Some things call for expediency. Others require us to slow down. If you have a problem, you can take care of it now or suffer longer and still take care of it later. It takes courage to face important matters when timing and opportunity avails, and wisdom to know when to slow down to assess the correct actions before acting promptly. For success in anything, do what you should do when you should do it.
What's the face value of that again?
Expediency number 43. Okay. Yeah, you know what's interesting? That's a real intuitive card, I think, that there's a lot of intuition in there, Jessica. You know, sometimes you got to go on your instinct or just that motive that, oh, I got to go do it now. Other times say, I know what I got to do. It just doesn't feel right. And then you just feel inspired. So that's a little message there for you too. Okay. So.
All right. Who's next? Dr. Angie.
Hello, Dr. Angie. Nice to see you here. Self-mastery. Number 7. 7, self-mastery. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery toward the path of self-completeness. Know who you are. I like that. Great. Just a little reminder, because we know that you know who you are, Dr. Angie, but sometimes we just need these little reminders here. Okay.
Next up is Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. I'm going over here. Truth. In the spirituality suit, and it's number 24. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. I love these cards. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is truth in some direction, in something or in a direction. So again, there's an intuition involved there. It's a path of discovery.
That's good.
Good one.
Okay, Fran next.
Sorry, Fran.
You are.
Hey, Fran.
This is the new Asus G752 gaming
power
laptop.
Power of belief, number 25, which is right here on this page. Belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without also believing in something else. Beliefs can help or they can hinder, enable or disable. Denial is a belief and means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs to see if they're healthy or unhealthy. Proceed with conviction. Power of belief, number 25.
Okay. And I believe our last one's Carly, unless I've missed one. If I've missed one, just type it back in the chat room and we'll get it.
Okay. Carly. I'm getting one here for you, Carly. Preference and principle, number 33. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it's a matter of preference, yield. If it's a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy. So that's preference and principle. You know, that's a really interesting thing. I think every day we go through that we talked earlier about, you know, when to give advice, when it's our business, apathy, and so on. If it's sometimes it's a matter of preference versus principle and just kind of got to really dig deep to analyze that and move forward. So, you know, be selective regarding the areas where you put your energy.
Good points. So I think that's all the requests that we have. So if you're in the live audience and you have a question you would like us to discuss, don't hesitate to put it there in the chat. We'll be happy to. In the meantime, I will talk about this program a little bit. I give a lot of thought to this, always have. I mean, we've been doing our radio broadcast and even the video broadcast for several months last year. We've been doing this for a lot of years, and we've tried all kinds of different formats. We've had guests on, and that's always nice to do. It just takes an awful lot of work to organize that, and with the workload around here, it's always a bit of a challenge. So we've tried all kinds of formats, and the last day or so I've been thinking about this and the program and thinking, you know, that a lot of people, expect programs to be entertaining, and they should, to at least to an extent. And of course, when we're talking amongst ourselves, I suppose we're a little more entertaining because we're uninhibited. But, you know, this program, it dawns on me or occurs to me that this is an educational program more than anything else. And while a lot of people may find this self-help stuff boring, it's the most important thing we can do. It's the most important thing we can do is to work on ourselves and to expand our minds, to evolve and to grow as human beings, to learn new things. And it never stops. It never stops. I mean, I don't care how old you are. If you look, you can find things that you can tweak and adjust and enhance. And it kind of brings up the term that we're talking about before the program was entropy. And we were talking about that a little bit in connection with apathy. And the more apathetic we are, the higher our entropy becomes. And entropy, if you don't know what that means, entropy simply means going back to the dust. It means a state of disorder. Things go back to a state of disorder. Everything breaks down. Everything gets old and breaks down and goes back to the dust. That's entropy. So if you have high entropy, for example, a product with high entropy means you get it, you might use it a time or two, and then it breaks. It's got high entropy. It's not very reliable. It doesn't last very long. Low entropy means it lasts a long time. And so that's what we want. We want to work toward low entropy. And so apathy can lead to high entropy. And if we do, as I said earlier, tell people we care about that we care about them and not be careful we're not taking them for granted, then we don't come off as apathetic and our entropy goes down. So if you have suggestions for what you'd like to see on this program, ideas that you feel might benefit you and your own personal growth, then we're all ears. And any ideas is welcome. I can't promise we'll use all of them, but, you know, we'll use as many as we can. And so if you've got an idea, don't hesitate to email me admin@icmhchurch.org. And I'd love to hear those. And if you have a question, especially if you're a student, you have a question that comes up, well, normally students will email me and ask, and that's fine. But if it's more of a philosophical type question, why not, you know, email me and say, can you discuss this on the program, or post it on 1PC, as some have done. So those are some thoughts. I know there's some comments in the chat room.
Well, if I could say, Francis, I consider this broadcast an important part of my coursework. Tabitha said, learning at IMHS lifts my spirits to keep going. And Zach wants to teach here.
Well, good.
So I think that, you know, we have been doing this a long time, that's for sure, a few years. And it is important, I think, that we can't say enough about reinforcing all the little, I don't know, I'm hooked on that word tonight, nuances, you know, of teaching things in many different ways and sharing with different stories. And we meet some pretty extraordinary people, and we have these really wonderful people coming into the chat room, and they've connected with each other. I know a few email each other as a result of this program. Now, we may not see as many names in the live chat as we would like to. We've been there before. Our numbers go up and down from time to time. I think the time of year has a lot to do with it, people in their lives. And of course, you know, we have people who graduate and move on. I'll tell everybody, honestly, when I finished the IMHS program, I kind of got depressed. It was like, whoa, you know, really? Wait a minute. It's over? So, you know,
she couldn't live with it, so she had to come on board.
That's right. Because it's, you know, it's that, you know, it is that, not only the learning, but the participation. And we are in a rather unique field. This isn't unfortunately, metaphysics and the study of metaphysics isn't commonplace quite yet in the world. And we're part of that bridge between yesterday and tomorrow. So it's really important that when we feel connected with each other that we can have access. So I think that's part of what this program is. And Fran just said it. She said this program's a real connection to IMHS.
And it is. And all these principles, you know, are things that we teach in our curriculum. And one of the things that has occurred to me several times is, you know, I don't want every week to be basically a rehash of the same stuff, and it's not. But we do mention similar principles from week to week as they come up. We've talked about perfection a lot. We've talked about self-esteem a lot and different things. And a lot of times it's because of the cards that are pulled for individuals that, you know, that they request. And so we end up going over things like not giving unsolicited advice. We've talked about that umpteen times. But one thing I also do know is that we need reminders. I need reminders. We teach this stuff, and we're the ones who probably learn it best because we're always teaching it and talking about it. But that's what we all need. We all need reminders. We all need fresheners, if you will, to keep it at the top of our minds so that we can apply these in our lives and our relationships. And so I hope that no one feels that way, that it's just, you know, repetitive, because it's not meant to be. It's just, it's a place to express and it's a place to empower. And that's one thing I always want to do. And that's why we end up talking about perfection a lot, because so many people are so down on themselves. And that's one thing I do want to talk about, because we have a myriad of students around the world, all different types of situations. And when it comes up where a student enrolls, they're all excited, they're going to learn this thing, they've been thinking about it for a long time, so they get excited, and what do they want to do? They want to tell their friends and family, and many times they get shot down. Oh, that's not real, it's a scam, you know. And here we are teaching these incredibly valuable life skills to help people with critical thinking and assertive communication skills and relationship skills, all these things that we were never really taught in school. And many not taught by our folks because they didn't know them. And here we are teaching all this great, healthy stuff. And the student knows it, but then they get shot down because of the unintended ignorance or apathy, if you will, by their friends and family. And so this is a reprieve. I mean, so is OnePlanetCommunity.com, you know, our private network. That's where you can go and get boosted back up. You can come here and get to this program each week and get boosted back up because you're not alone. And then we've got other students who start out and they think, gee, I'm not sure I'm smart enough to do this. And they, you know, they real self-incriminate or recrimination. They, you know, they negative self-talk. But you can do this. You know, you are smart enough to do this. It's just a matter of believing that and turning those negative thoughts around and not dwelling on the negatives, but focusing on the positives. And look, studying is not always easy. You got to read it a few times. You got to think about it. Let it slowly simmer in your head and keep at it and you'll get it. And so don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. You can do this. Folks, people just like you and me put men on the moon. You know, just like you and me, we've done all kinds of things on this planet. That's what human beings do. You're no different. You can do anything you want to do. Don't put yourself down. Don't buy in to the negativity of others. I've had students tell me that they were put down by their parents growing up, you know, that They'll never amount to anything. All that stuff we've heard, and yet it happens. And you can't buy into somebody else's belief about you. You need to buy into your own belief about you, and you need to make sure that belief is positive, not negative. You need to know who you are and why you are who you are and be complete within yourself, not needing any kind of outside validation from others, because that's them esteem. You need to validate yourself. You need to fulfill your own expectations, not worry about what other people think of you or what you should be doing. You make your own decisions. You're an adult. You have that right without judgment, even though people will still judge you. Who cares? You just go along your path and you do your thing and you don't let anybody put you down ever. So that's all I got to say about that.
Well, you know, if I can just inject at this time that Zach has an idea that he put in the chat that a current events segment might be beneficial. And he said it was add a layer of discussion and we can view the situations through the lenses of the principles. I think it's a great idea.
Good idea. We'll take that under consideration.
Start investigating, and as long as it's not politics.
Yeah, well, we could even include that a time or two and draw.
Yeah, we could.
I mean, you look at those principles of belief, and they cover it. They are, in my opinion, about the healthiest set of spiritual beliefs and philosophy on the planet, because they teach you to be empowered. They teach you to look within. They teach equality and tolerance, and they're acceptance. You know, we accept people. And that's what it is. Look, we're on this planet. We're all trying to do the best we can with what we've got to work with at the moment, the knowledge, experiences, the level of awareness. We're all trying to do the best we can. Sometimes life sucker punches us. It happens to everybody. But we're all trying, and we all have to be there and for each other. We all have to give the encouraging word and pat each other on the back and build each other up, because folks, we as a human race, we are all we got that we know of, and we have to do that in order to evolve, to step up to the next level of existence. You know, so don't get down, don't get discouraged. If you're a student, keep at it, keep going. If you've been away for a while, no problem, come back. You know, there's no shame. There is no judgment. And I think that's another thing that perhaps gets in the way of some students. Well, I've been gone so long, I'm not even sure I'm enrolled. Yeah, you are. If you're getting our newsletters, you're enrolled. Just come back. We want you back. We want you to keep going, because we want to see you do well. We're here for you. You know, we want to see you succeed in this. So hey, we're your biggest cheerleaders here. We're the people you want to come back to, because we're here to support you. So some good points. There is one thing I wanted to mention, too, before we start wrapping things up here. Have a student, and I want to give credit where credit is due here, but Dr. Sandra Jensen, she's in South Africa, and let me just get her full name here. Jensen Van Rensburg, Sandra, Dr. Sandra. She just graduated today. She just earned her doctoral degree today, and she did a good job. She's a nice lady. And in her doctoral degree assignment, she mentioned what I think is an incredible, brilliant idea. She was talking about paying it forward, which we talk about a lot. And she had mentioned that she got this idea that she made up some pay it forward bracelets, and I don't know exactly what they were made of. Maybe those are rubberized ones that you see a lot of people wearing for different causes and so forth. I don't know, but that would be a good one to use. Anyway, so she got some of these pay it forward bracelets made up, and anytime she sees an opportunity to pay it forward, she does so, and she gives the bracelet to the person she paid it forward to, and she tells them, now you need to pay it forward, and so they have to wear this bracelet until they pay it forward. Well, that's the idea. And then once they do pay it forward, they have to give that bracelet to the next person to wear until they pay it forward. And I thought that was a brilliant idea. In fact, we might even get some made up if there's enough of a demand for it. But that's just a great way to not only pay it forward, to keep that top-of-the-mind awareness, but also to help other people to indulge or to take on a great spiritual philosophy, which is what Pay It Forward is all about. So I thought I would share that idea if anybody cared, speaking of apathy. So
I think it's a great idea. I think that it's a new fad. She's starting one in South Africa, and we can start our own here.
Yeah. And drawing inspiration from her, that would be great. Wouldn't it be a great fad? And not even a fad, it's just a long-lasting thing to get going. You never know. This stuff can happen. And so hopefully that's exactly what happens. So as you go through the next week, you know, think about the things we've talked about. Tell people you care about that you care about them. Don't take anybody for granted. Care about yourself. Build yourself up. Know that you're doing the best you can, that the best we have to offer can vary from day to day, week to week, so forth. But don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. Keep going at it. Keep working toward it, because you will achieve your goals. You will, if you just keep focused on them. All right. Thanks to everybody for tuning in tonight. Thanks to those are the live audience as well as the archive listeners. Thanks to Michael Kelly for producing behind the scenes. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. And, oh, one last quick one. If you're a student, we got graduation coming up here in a couple weeks or so, and I sent out a newsletter to our students today. So make sure you read that carefully. We've been a couple of changes. Anyway, until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night.